Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
About everything there is to do. And he worked on freighters, and he worked in bars, and he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. And it was white port to put that look in his eye grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on a curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet. And he lost the thread, and his mind got cluttered, and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was elevator man in a cheap hotel, exchanged for the rent on a one-room cell, and he's old years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son, he said life for you had just begun. And he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. Well, he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in a whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. Now, I spent 17 years riding line. He ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, too many nights of not being together. So he died. Through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl and a door, an address in Dallas and nothing more. The welfare people provided the priest, a couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left and she's standing there, black veil covering her silver hair, and old one-eyed John said her name was Alice, and she used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Just you let him roll, Lord, let him roll. He always said that heaven, just Dallas for, let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest his soul.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. If you're just joining us, my name's Jeff. We normally start at 2 o'clock. You might think we're starting really late, but we actually started really early. I've been here since 12:30 or so playing you songs. We did our tribute to Hank Williams and a tribute to Townes Van Zandt. And now we're here with the show proper. We're going to talk about some of the best stuff of 2016. I'm still trying to whittle down my list of my favorite records of the year. If you were listening to Steel Belted Radio, if you were listening to Steel Belted Radio on Thursday's marathon, I told you about the best shows that I saw. in 2016. I got some work to do on the website, so the podcast of that isn't up there yet, but you can go to umfm.com. If you find the show, you can click on the playlist, and then you can find the little button at the top and listen to it on the UMFM website. Or you can just give me a day or so, and I'll update the website. But still having trouble with the best albums of the year list, mostly because I keep buying albums to fill in holes, fill in gaps, things that I should have heard but didn't. Got a couple of new records just the other day that we should probably listen to. We'll talk about some of the contenders, and I'd love to hear what your favorite stuff of 2016 is. I really do like comparing lists. If you want to call and chat for a bit, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome .com. If you want to email it to me, you can go on Facebook and give me your list that way. You can go to tellthebandtogohome.com and leave a comment as with your list. Whatever you like, I'd really love to know what you liked until 2016, mostly because then it'll make it easier for me to just steal answers off your list when it comes to, you know, making my list. So, you know, you could help a guy out for a change, okay? So there you go. We kicked off the show today with Guy Clark, who had a particularly bad year, I guess you could say, after several years of illness and weakness and just generally not being what he'd like to be. Guy finally succumbed to his cancer and various other maladies on May 17th. We put together what I thought was a pretty great Guy Clark tribute show. If you go to tellthebandtogohome.com, you can find that. That is definitely one that's worth seeking out if you missed that show. We'll pay a little bit of a tribute to Guy today as well as a bunch of other people. And I guess it would have made more sense to start off the show with this song. But I've never been accused of doing things that make sense. So with all apologies and thanks to that other guy, that other station, this first segment of the show will be called People Who Died.
12 years old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. Oh, 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Cheeseburger and Georgie let the chemist go. Rising, so they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam took a bullet in the head. Bobby Udeed on Drano on the night that he was with. They were two more friends of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They were all my friends. They died. Johnny Bobby June got a home seat. Graham is a dose on Joshua Tree. Paycheck cash at the end of a slide. And I ain't took a long white Cadillac ride. They were all heroes of mine. I mess them. They were all my friends, and they died. Take it easy, easy. Brian got busted on a narco rap. Well, he beat that rap by rat nose and Mikers. He said, I know it's dangerous, man, but it sure beats Rikers. Next day, he got on the very same Mikers. Come on, those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Fell from the roof on East 29. Gathered with 11 when she pulled the plug.
Yes, and the 2016 will go down as a year where a whole lot of great musicians died. Of course, there are a few big ones that kind of overshadow everybody else, unfortunately. But we'll remind you of a few that kind of get missed on those big lists. Of course, it all started off on January 10th when David Bowie died, and that was a big deal, I guess. Perhaps overshadowed a little bit. Just a week later, Glenn Frey died from the Eagles. That was kind of a surprise. Dan Hicks died on February 6th. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Some good stuff. George Martin, the man who perhaps built the Beatles. March 8th, he's kind of a big deal. Songwriter Steve Young died on March 17th. Remember him? And then in April, it was kind of a big month. Merle Haggard died out of the blue on April 6th on his birthday, for God's sake. That's a crappy way to celebrate your birthday. But Merle, you know, he hadn't been well, and he's another guy who lived real hard for a long time and probably earned a bit of a shortened life, I guess. But once again, leaves behind an incredible legacy. We played you a bunch of Merle on Thursday on Steel Belted Radio. If you want to dial that up, we could probably be persuaded to play some Merle again today, but I'll skip that one. Of course, the big one, April 21st, we found out that Prince had died, which was a real shock and a big deal, and people certainly freaked out about that one. Nobody saw that coming, that's for sure. But unfortunately, because Prince died on that day, it really overshadowed another guy who died on that day, who was also hugely influential and important and a legend in his own right. The late, great Lonnie Mack died on that day as well.
This morning, well, I feel you left me alone and so empty, babe. It's been so lonesome to see you went away. Now I'm standing by my window. I decided what I would do. I will never tell anybody. I love you. Been so lonesome that you went
to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robinson.
Clint Noodle's the latest man, he could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid home at that old motel.
It started with one little spark. I thought it might have killed Guy Clark. If I was scared as hell, you could hardly tell. I walked out of that workshop, had Mama pick me up. Smart enough to realize I was too stoned to drive, stoned to drive. He said, I think I'll lie right here while these four walls disappear. If this is my last stand, you'd better go and get Suzanne. His head on my guitar case, far away look on his face. I'm thinking that if this is the end, I'll never go back to Texas again, Texas again.
was happy to tag along. And maybe it was just as well. You gave me this story to tell. It started with one little spark. I thought it might have killed Guy Clark. I'm thinking that if this is the end, I'll never go back to Texas again. Texas again.
A great one there. Tribute to Guy Clark, co-written by Scott Nolan, our good pal, who we heard just there. And that that gal, what's her name? Jada Dreyer? Is that her name? Yeah, I think that's her. That's from Scott's latest record, Silver Hill, which we've had for a couple of years now. It's finally coming out in the States in 2017 after a couple of near misses, I guess. Which is good. Wonderful record. And that's a pretty fun song. I guess, I don't know. Almost Killing Guy Clark isn't, I guess, what you call fun. But it was, you know what I mean. It's a fun song. Oh, boy. So that was in May 17th, Guy died. And then in June, there was a few notable ones. We did a tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on June 3rd. The great Ralph Stanley died in June. And Johnny Cash's old guitar player, Scotty Moore, also died in June. The big one for us, though, for me, for sure, was the unexpected, sad, tragic, unnecessary death of the namesake of this very program, a man who kind of gave it the inspiration and the vision and a lot of the spirit, a lot of the reason why we try to do this show is to keep great music like this alive that you wouldn't hear otherwise. And there was some talk about a big reissue of this record coming out. Hopefully that's still being discussed, and hopefully you'll be able to purchase it again soon. But we'll keep playing it for you because it's that good and it's that important. How about a couple from our good friend? Man, am I still sad, heartbroken? This guy passed away June 18th.
By Waterloo's own Paul McLeod. Thank you.
beside you, wondering if you've ever known. My cheeks get hollow, and I'm feeling like I'm uninvited.
Just explain it all. I grew up right around here, but they don't wanna know me now. And I don't know what to do now that I found out you're talking me down. I should have figured it out when you couldn't stay away to see me off. I remember your mama said, can't get to sleep at night, telling lies, telling lies, telling lies. The train ride is so cold now. I guess I'm doomed here to being alone. You spread them out in all the wrong places just to hear them on the lips of the very same faces you can't trust with their own lies. For telling lies, telling lies, ooh, telling lies. I let it carry on that way. I never thought I'd be blown upon by something that I didn't even say. Sleep at night. No, you can't get to sleep at night. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies.
When all the good you said you'd brung had been eclipsed by what you've done, I suggest you turn and leave before I tell Jim fetch the gun. It's a long way to the highway, baby, ain't nobody gonna hear you scream. Well, you know that I don't mean it, hey, but I can't ever say the same for him.
Lift me up. lift me up. Radio. on the west side when the world was at war, and nobody knew what they were fighting for. Same old revolution, the rich versus the poor. I take what I need.
Thank you.
November 18th is the day the world lost Sharon Jones, and that I don't know. I took that one kind of hard. She's just such a fighter, such a powerful woman. And if she can't beat cancer, and she, by all indications, she was doing a hell of a job of it for a long time. But if she can't win it, then what chance do any of the rest of us have? Holy cow. Man, am I so glad that I got to see Sharon Jones live in concert a few times. I wish I had seen her more, and I wish I could see her again. But man, oh man, some great, great music out there. I got to track down that movie. Have you seen the movie? Oh, I got to find the movie. That's one, Jane. Then we have to add that to our list. Stuff to watch. The Sharon Jones movie. Is it out there? Can I rent it? Can I watch it? I'll find out. I'll let you know. How long do I have to wait for you there from Nat Trilly? Before that, something from Energy Orchard, a band headed up by the great Bap Kennedy, who lost his long battle on November the 1st. And some good stuff there from Bap. We heard Penny Lang in there, Where Will You Be, from Somebody Else. And Penny Lang also passed away July 31st, unexpectedly. Left behind quite a legacy here in Canada anyway. I wish she was more famous. I guess we'll have to keep playing her music and talking about her, help keep her alive. And we heard a bunch of stuff from Paul McLeod from his final record released during his life, Gage. We heard another white band. We heard something from just a tremendous, tremendous record. I told you before, Tell the Band to Go Home, his first record, is pretty hard to find these days. But you can still find out on Busted Flat Records his album Bright Eyes Fade. And if you're looking to get into Paul McLeod, that is the place to go right there. It's just a tremendous, tremendous album. We heard Lies off of that. And you can actually, you can go to Bandcamp and find yourself some Paul McLeod, courtesy of our pal Mark, and Busted Flat Records. You just go to bustedflatrecords.bandcamp.com, and you can find, that seems to be the only place you can find Paul McLeod music right now. We heard something from Bright Eyes Fade. We heard Lies. We also heard something from his first full-length record, Close and Play, produced by Hawksley Workman. We heard Ghosts, and from that solo debut EP, Tell the Band to Go Home, we heard Cruelty. And, we'll keep Paul alive. Who else, just to run down the rest of the list, just so you know. Buckwheat Zydeco died September 24th. He was always a ton of fun, wasn't he? Remember when he opened for Eric Clapton and he thought he was in Calgary? Oh, that's so funny. Leonard Cohen, of course, died on November the 7th. I don't think anybody will forget that one. Leon Russell, November 13th. And, George Michael died the other day. It's crazy. Crazy. Anyways, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and tell you about some of my favorite stuff of 2016. Still love to hear from you as well. Stick around. More to come.